At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Law enforcement now seeking to identify barns that BTK may have used in some of the cold case investigations, barns around Wichita and some other areas. We know that he had a real fascination with barns and seemed to connect them to his sexual fantasies. A lot of times it was simply that. It was the sexual fantasies, as we learned in Catherine Ramsland's book about him, where he would talk about his idea of making this torture barn and taking his victims there. As far as we know, that was fantasy. But now, based on some of the Polaroids and more specifically some of his drawings that are very barn specific, where you look at how the barn was structured, it leads one to wonder, did he actually have these torture barns in and around Wichita?
Well, these are good questions, and where I think they're really even broadening where they're looking is, of course, Oklahoma and Missouri, Arkansas, right? They've really put the net out way wider because now they're looking at all the places he was with Boy Scouts and ADT as a serviceman for ADT. So I think this whole barn idea, it's going to be very interesting if they end up finding any of these missing individuals at any barns. Now, we do know that three of the individuals they were looking at have been, at least according to the investigators that have been investigating those cases, have said, no, listen, it is not BTK. We've looked at the new evidence. We've looked at everything. We've interviewed BTK, spoken with the investigator in Oklahoma, and we still don't believe there's anything to connect BTK. But there are so many other possibilities that are still out on the table.
And that's the thing. What would it take to truly connect BTK at this point? I know Carrie Rawson, his daughter, has been very vocal on this, and she's been dedicating her life to finding justice for these people that her father violated and murdered. One of the specific ones, Missouri Detective Lori Howard, she's been looking at it, but it said to Banfield on Friday, no direct evidence seems to connect Rader to Garber. Carrie speaking out against it, saying flat out she has no faith in Lori Howard on Banfield and that she would have made an arrest the previous week. There is a lot of discrepancies with the case here that we're talking about in Missouri. This Garber was raped. That is different than BTK's MO. But it's interesting how Carrie feels very strongly about this, and Carrie, of anybody on this planet, would know her father, better than anybody. And I would think maybe there's some intuition there of what is the truth and what is not. What is her dad lying about? What is he not? Versus an investigator who is looking at evidence that's, almost 40 some years old. Where do you think that goes? Because I don't know what would be the smoking gun anymore, other than if we can find some sort of DNA connections to these cases.
Well, DNA would be obviously one of the main connectors. And I don't think that it's out of the question from the standpoint of how well he kept and protected some of the evidence that they have found, if indeed that those items are connected to any of the victims. In addition, there could be a piece of jewelry, a piece of clothing, blanket that's been discussed, something that would be a connection that would be inexplicable for BTK to have or to have ever had. If it's in a photograph or anything, I think, Tony, that would be something that to me could truly, you know, solve the riddle once and for all. Obviously, also, is BTK going to talk? Mm-hmm. There's so much information out there. I've been reading the filings that have his words from all those years ago when he was arrested. And I'm finding some very interesting admissions and very interesting information that he put forward back then. You know, anytime you have a case start over again and you're looking at it historically, you have to go back to home base. You can't just all of a sudden pick up on second base. You have to start at the beginning to look at all those factors, not just writings, not just pictures, but what did he say when he was arrested and what was corroborated by evidence back then?
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.